Weeks we've been in this Matthew 5, and Matthew 5, this is so powerful. This whole entire chapter is so powerful, giving us the word of God, you know. And I want to thank the pastor and his wife. I want to thank them very, very much for asking me to be a part of this situation that we have right here. Started off when it talked about the beatitude, the blessings, you know. And before we get started, I want to give reverence to my God, my Father, my strength, my life, my love in my life. So I want to thank my wife that who's been with me for 35 years, you know, and she's been through my ups, she's been through my downs, you know. So I'm just asking God to use me this morning to guide me and direct me. Dear gracious, O Heavenly Father, we come this morning, Father God, and let allow your Holy Spirit to have presence in this, Lord, and strengthen us, Father God, and show us the way that we should go, Father God. Lead us, Father God, by your righteousness, Father God, because our righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. Show us, Father God, how to walk in your paths of your righteousness, Father God. That's the message, Father God, about retaliation, about loving, Lord. We have to love, Father God, in our heart, have more compassion in our heart, Father God. Use me this morning, Father God. It's not me. It's all about you, Father God. Teach me, Father God, your will and your way, Father God, and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I got to tell y'all, these two people right here, tough act to follow. They're a tough act to follow, you know, because for the past couple of weeks, man, when it started off with the blessing of blessings, man, about the abundance of blessings that God can give us. But in order for us to receive that abundance of blessings, we have to surrender our life to God. His will, not our will. Always remember that. And we got to stay faithful. Yes, God knows we're going to make some mistakes, some trials and tribulations going to come through all this, but we just got to trust him. Trust in what he do. It says that stay on his word. Stay on his word. Stay focused on his word at all time when we do. The next one was, he says this, and I looked at this. Say, stay salty? Now, when he said that, salty, what do you mean about that, salty? You know, I'm thinking about, I'm in the kitchen cooking. Well, in order to have a little flavor, you got to throw a little salt. You know, and I like his analogy, saying we down the bayou. We don't want to chuck all that in there and stir it up and think we need a little bit more and everything. But that we said his word is. His word always is fresh, tasty, desire. You want to go back to God's word at all times. And anger, your anger. How could we say we love God? How could we say we love God and the person we see every day don't have no love for him? None. But we want God back to, number one, blessings. We want his blessing, but we still have this anger we're carrying in our body, and that's poison. That's going to lead to a lot of problems with that. And we want to know why we're having this situation in our life right now. And the next one, divorce and an oak. When we get married, we made that oak not to man, not to that woman, but to God. We got to be careful when we say, I promise. That is a tough word, saying when you promise somebody something. You're not making it to that person. You're making that promise to God, asking God to wake you up the next morning to follow out that. Now, something might happen, an accident might happen, but when you say you promised to that person, you've truly promised to God, not my will, but your will, God, that your will be done. Now, today's message. A lot of people not going to like it. And when I looked at the message, I said, why I picked this one? Of all these messages they were sent, I picked this one. Huh, this one. You know, your book might have, say, choose love over retaliation, you know. But most people choose retaliation. I'ma get them. I'ma get them. No matter what I do, I'ma get them. It's the last thing I do, I'ma get them. You know, young kids, I'ma say this. Y'all don't have that problem. We adults have that problem as well. We do that too. We just try to hide it, try to manipulate the situation, you know. Do it undercover, you know. So, but retaliation, we got to be careful when we try to retaliate against people. See, retaliation is the act of returning a military counterattack. See, we got to watch that attack. Who you attacking? Are you truly attacking that person? Or are you attacking yourself? Because God said you got to look at yourself first. You got to judge yourself first. How could you say you want to attack that person, but you got some dangerous things inside of you you're not getting rid of? When we learn how to get rid of some of the things that we have inside us, it's an action of harming someone because they harm your oneself. Revenge. Get back to what I was saying. Revenge. We have that inside our life. We feel that we always got to have revenge. But God said, let it go. Let it go. And trust me, and I will show you which way you should go. You know? And you have to love that person. Loving. Loving is, it's hard. We find loving hard. Love is so easy. You know, the criteria I say is three criteria about love. You know, I didn't put it on here, but first, you got to love God. And then after you love God, he's going to teach you how to love yourself. Then you'll be able to love someone else. You know, that's how it is. God say love is a feeling of showing love or great care. Okay? He say feeling. Do we show that? Could you show a feeling? Huh? Could you show a feeling? Some say yes, some say no. But what we could do, we could show action. Huh? I can tell you I love you right in your face. But it's my action. It's my action. You know? And when we learn how to have great care for another one, do and help someone else out in time of need, don't do it because the pastor's right there. You know, here go Pastor Ted, you know, let me go ahead and go help this person out. Then after Pastor Ted leave, you back to your old self. You know? Sooner or later, he gonna find out. Because God gonna let him know. God gonna let him know. And that's what I love about this man right here. He's straightforward. He gonna tell you. You know? And that's good. That's good. I've been here for 2 years, and I've learned a lot from both of these people right here. His wife, she how strong. Wow. I come here sometimes on Wednesday, I have to compete. Wow. I want some of that energy. Yes, I want some of that energy. But we're going to get to the text, you know, and it's in the New King James Version. And I was wondering to myself, I say, why I picked this one right here? And it told me, you know, McKinley, you got to look inside of you. You got to look inside. See, what we do is we want to go flip through the Bible and say, well, let's find the good stuff about it. Let's find the good things that God said, you know. But you got to find yourself, your inner self, and find what God said about you, what you need to do. You know, sometimes you got to go back on that spool and get reshaped, remolded, and rebuilt back up. So as we go into the text, it says here, you have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. An eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. What do you think he meant by that? Huh? You take my dog, I take your cat. Huh? And people take that literally and say, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you. And that's what we mess ourselves up at. We mess ourselves on that, you know, and we hurt ourselves. It's so dangerous how we play with this here. We play with it very hard. But I tell you, not to resist an evil person, but whoever slap you on your right cheek, turn the other one also. I heard Pastor talk about that. You know, you was way ahead of the scripture. I said, Pastor, way ahead of the scripture already. You know, see, we feel that we got to retaliate against people because of what they've done to us. If we don't have the love and the compassion in our heart, how we expect God to forgive us? God's purpose behind this law was an expression of mercy. An expression of mercy. Do we have mercy for someone who has slapped us? Do we really truly have mercy for them? Or what? We have evil thoughts about them. You know? What he did to me, I'm going to get him. You know? If it take me all year, I'm going to find a way to get him. And that's what we do. The law was given to judge and to say, in effect, made a commitment and also the punishment that fits the crime. Okay. Now, I slap you. I should not, nothing happen to me because I slap you. But it's a punishment. Is the punishment fitting the crime that we had done? Is it truly fitting that crime? Or are we just saying, okay, Lord, they did it to me, so I'm okay. You know, it was not for a personal revenge. He's saying if the punishment fit the crime, let some judgment be upon it. If a person go rob a store, the punishment will fit the crime because they're going to do some time because of what they done. It's not because of the police looking for revenge to do something to that person. It's just the punishment fit the crime. But we got to learn how to forgive people who comes after us with this about revenge. Say it here. These laws were given to limit vendettas and help the court to administrate the punishment that was a need to restriction or the leniency. So we looking at the things that we have done. The court will set things for us. Do this punishment going to fit this crime that I've done? Does it fit it? Or we want the court going to have leniencies on what we have done. So if the court system have leniency on what we've done, why we can't have forgiveness and leniency on the person who done something to us? Huh? Why can't we? So we just have to be careful for what we do. That's why we have to be careful what we do. It says, if anyone wanted to sue you and take your coat, let him have your coat also. Boy, all right now. Huh? Man, how about that one there? Did somebody want to sue you? Huh? You going to give up something back to them? Or just let them take it? Huh? Or you going to let them take it? Huh? Do you know their situation? Why they done that? You know? I see millions of people, they can have abundance of a whole lot of stuff, and they still want more. Most people look at rich people and say, oh, they want more stuff. But we are like that too. Pair of tennis shoes come out, kids go run to daddy, go run to mama. They might have 10 pair of shoes in the house. They want more. They want more. They want more. We want to try to tame so much. But what we have to do, we got to be careful. We have to be careful what we do. Because if not, we can really hurt ourselves. Because sometimes, you know, that when we try to retaliate against people about things they do and take things that's not as ours, it's not good. It's not good. It's not good at all. So it's a gift to them who ask you. for him who wants to borrow from you. Do not turn him away. How many people in here is guilty for that? I don't see no hands up. I say, well, wow, y'all good. So y'all telling me that y'all give to everybody that come to y'all, right? Huh? I see one hand out of this whole entire crowd. I see two. It's not, but the idea is that if you look at that verse again, give to who asks. You know, my granddaughter asked me, said, Papa, how do you know they're serious about that? I said, well, the Holy Spirit let you know. Well, Papa, you know, them people looking for some money, right? They need some money, got a family. Are you going to help them? Because I heard you say give. Well, my wife was with me. I had to turn my car in to do that. We have to be careful with that. We really have to be careful because we don't know who God is sending to us to help out. We are quick to say, no, I'm not going to help that person. I ain't asking them to be in that condition. Well, the storm hit, right? Many of us was in that position, huh? We know how I feel now, huh? You know? I mean, be truthful. If you don't have it, say, I don't have it. If a person tell you, oh, you giving it to them, they're going to be in the store going buy alcohol. But you know what? What they do with it, that's on them. That's not for us. Our job is to give. To give to help that person out. You know, God said, I like a cheerful giver. Don't give it grudgingly. Just give to your brothers and sisters to help them out. Because you don't know when your time will come. And be thankful. So we got to be really careful what we do. We got to be careful what we say and what we talk about. You know, before I came here and up here, I say, Holy Spirit, what you have for me? And the Holy Spirit just told me, said, McKinley, just do what you got to do. Say what you got to say. It's going to come natural. You know, I have a bunch of notes right here. I'm not just looking at some of them. I'm not looking at some of them. But what I'm saying is this is the key right here. This is the key. This is the way. Until we learn how to be on one accord with God, how could we love our enemies and we don't love God? You know, how could we love our brothers and sisters that we don't love God? See, we want God provision. We want God protection. But we don't want to be obedient to God. And we have to learn how to be obedient to God to get the blessing that he have from us. If y'all listen to the song this morning, it's a Holy Spirit in my presence. Be in our presence. The love for the Holy Spirit. How could we say we have love and we don't like the person next to us? People pass by you. You don't speak. You know, and I don't get that. I don't get that. It's like y'all have y'all people set who y'all want to speak to, who y'all want to have, you know, who y'all want to have a relationship with. But the best person to have a relationship with is God. He said, I would give you the desire of your heart. But we start from love. He said, love your enemy. The same person that you might be hating, that might be the same person going to help you out down the street. So we got to be careful who we just throw away. We got to be careful who we let in our inner circle. We have to be careful who we deal with. So be careful. Just be careful who we allow in our life. It says here, once again, go back. You have heard that it was said, you should love your enemies, and you should love your neighbors and hate your enemies. Who is our neighbor? Huh? Who is our neighbor? Who's the neighbor? It's the person next to you? Huh? It's the one who stays in front of you at your house? Our neighbor, can it be the person who comes and entertains us right now? You see? We want to pick certain people who we want to love. We want to pick certain people who we want to hate. But God have no respectable person. He loves in spite of. And that's how we're supposed to be. To love everyone. No matter what happens. Yes, we might have some people going to upset us, family members, friends, co-workers. But the beauty of that is when we display ourselves for God, when we display ourselves for God and put ourselves on that pedestal for God because we represent Him. See, but I say to you, he said, love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Bless those who curse you. We have that so bad in this society right now. We have it bad. I'ma get them. Yes, I'ma get them, you know. But he said, bless those. How many people want to bless those who did them wrong? Not too many, huh? Not too many. I know this sermon, I didn't like it myself. Because I say, why I picked this one? Because he was telling me, McKinley, I have some things I need to twerk in your life. Some things I need to twerk out of you for you to represent me. And when we go home, we got to look in that mirror and ask God, God, what I need to do? Because it starts from you. Are you truly loving the person that did you wrong? Are you truly loving that coworker? Are you truly loving your church members like you're supposed to be? How could we say we Christ-like and we have so much division within ourselves, within the church, within our job, but we're supposed to be Christ-like? If you go back and look at all these verses and go back and look at all the topics that the pastor and his wife put together, man, it's so unique. And I just want to thank God for you leading us that way. Because at the beginning of the year, they say something was critical, was magnified. They say, pursue God, huh? And pursue people. How many people remember that? They just made what they say they want to do, what they like, to pursue God and to pursue people. And we listen to the music, we listen to all the sermons they give. Are we going back home and read it for ourselves, to read it, to be really being one? And like I say, this here is about loving people. We have to love people in spite of, no matter what, unconditionally. And I just thank God that he was able to allow me to come here to be a part of this church, because I tell you what, that's some wonderful people, man. Y'all some wonderful people, you know. And God have put some people in this church, man. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for my brother Jeremy and all my other brothers and everything. Guys, I thank you. And it's love. You just can't help but catch it, but just catch it. So he let us know that. But to finish that verse off, he said, do good to those who hate you and pray for those who despitefully use you, huh? Do you pray for them? Or you get on your knees, Lord, whatever you can do, strike them across the head. Whatever you can do, Lord, don't let their car start today. Huh? I'm going to tell you, I used to have them little prayers like that myself. Yes, indeed. Let's be honest. Let's be real, people. Let's be real. Do y'all actually ask the Lord to bless those who hurted you? Huh? Do we do that? Y'all young kids, y'all know where I'm coming from. I know y'all be at school. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm going to get them. I'm going to pray for them. I remember my grandmother said, hey, child, I need to lay some hands on you. Because you got nothing but hatred in your heart. love your cousin, Grandma. You don't know that, but they did to me. I hope they fall in a ditch somewhere. I'm just keeping it real, you know, and everything. You know, my brother know we came from a family of 10. Yeah, you know, so we had no other choice. Ain't no such thing. We ain't not gonna do this. Mama had a shoe. I thought she was Clint Eastwood with that shoe. But do we do that? Do we do that? Those who prosecute us, Do we do that? You know, sometimes God can have let you have a setback for a setup in your life. But you want to know why you're struggling with this struggling faith in your life? Because God said, look, I want to do a new thing in your life. He said, I want to get you away from all that. From all that retaliation and all that hatred, revenge and all that. Because I want you to have love in your life. I want you to have love in your life because I want you to be that mature Christian. And that's what he wants us to do. He says that you may be sons of your Father in heaven, for he made his reign, he made the sun rise on the evil and on the good. He seen rain on the just and the unjust. Getting back to what I said, huh? He said, I make the sun rise on good and evil. Huh? He make the sun rise on good and evil. So he's telling us no matter what the situation we're going through in our life, we might do wrong, but if we ask for God to forgive us and repent what we had done, he said, I still can bless you. I still can work with you. You know? So if we learn how to ask God, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. He said, that sun can rise on you. He said, it rained on the just and the unjust. It goes back. God said, I have no respectable person. What I do for one, I'm going to do for another. So that little friend that who you prayed against, and you see him in that new car, y'all know what I'm talking about, why they got that car. Well, what happened is, you don't know what they're going home and do. You see? You don't know if they're going home and asking God to forgive what they said to you. So what you do is say, Lord, you know what? I said something wrong. Please forgive me for what I had said. Please forgive me. And that's what's so good about God. God is a merciful God, a loving God. A God can do all things but fail. Huh? He said, all things but fail. Man, how would not you want to serve a God like that? Who can just do anything that you ask. But long as you serving him and being honest with him and don't try to be a people pleaser. That's where our biggest mistake is. We try to be people pleasers. See, when we learn about God, it's all about how we can build ourselves up for God, not for man. And that's what we need to do. If we learn that in our life, it's for if you love those who love you, Now, I used to fall in that category and say, well, let's all, me and Mike and all of you, we're going to hate against James here. We're going to hate against him because James don't fit our status. He don't fit our mold. How many people's like that? Now, ladies, I'm not going to sing y'all out. You know how y'all have your little sister group? Honey child. You seen what she did to me? Now, listen to the word I say. You seen what she did to me? And hear the rest of y'all. Well, she did that to you. We don't like her either. Don't know the situation. The young lady probably told her to move out the way. But what happened is we love those who love us. Still, you go and find out for yourself. Hey, what's going on with you and Michelle? You know, I think y'all can make up or do something. So I'm like, I didn't want to use your name there. I'm sorry. I'm not. Your son called you out like that. Not me. But that's what we do. But God had let us know behind this, he said, what reward have you? He said, what kind of reward you think you have when you do stuff like that? What kind of reward you think you have? If you only want to love certain people, put certain people in a certain category in your life. He said, do not even the tax collectors do the same? Huh? Do they do the same? So what that's a sign is what? Evil. That's evil. God talks about he wants us to have love in our heart. We got to have that agape love. A lot of you know what that agape love means. Do we know that? The agape love that God wants in our life, he says, means warm and affection or friendship. You see, that's feline. You see. So agape love, I'll leave that back up there again. You see. And see, agape is the affection of the unconditional love of God. Now, do we love our friends unconditionally? Do we? No matter what we go through or what we went through. And the feline love is warm. It says warm, affection, and friendships. So, do we have that warm, affection of a friendship? Are we willing to go that extra mile for our friends? Huh? Are we willing to go that extra mile? Well, if we go back to that verse, it says here, and go back in that verse once again, he said, give to him who asks you, and for whom wants to borrow, you should do it, huh? And I turn away. So do you want? And then it goes back to verse 41. It says, and whosoever compel you to go 1 mile, go with them too. So are you willing to go 2 miles with your friends? Huh? Are you willing to go out of way? Do we have that love for our friends? Are we back in that verse, what I just read in 46? Are we going to just have certain people who we want to do certain things for? Are we willing to do that? So I'm saying to my brothers and sisters, God's asking us right now, what we are planning to do. In James 1 and 17, it says, every good gift and perfect gift is from above, come down from the Father of life, with whom there is no variation of shadows or turning. Do we want God's gift? Do we want his blessings? Huh? Do we want that from the Lord? So if we really do want that from the Lord, we need to change our life. We need to change the way we're doing things and ask God for forgiveness. Ask God to guide us and strengthen us and show us the way that he wants us to go. Ask Lord, Lord, prevent me from doing these things that I do, Lord. I know I'm wrong. I'm a sinner. Teach me, Lord. Show me thy way, because I know that you're the only way for me in my life. Lord, I thank you, Father. Lead me by your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, I know I haven't been obedient to you. We have to ask ourselves, are we willing to choose love over retaliation? Are we willing to do that? Are we willing to make the sacrifice for God to go that extra mile for our brothers and sisters? Are we willing to lay down our burden to God? Are we willing? So, Father God, we come this morning, Father God, and ask you to watch over us, O Lord. We ask you, Father God, to guide us and strengthen us, Father God, to lead us in your paths of your righteousness, O Father God. Show us thy way, Father God. Show us the way that we should go, Father God, as we leave today, Father God. As our brothers and sisters gather, Father God, to have this feast today, Father God. Not just talk about the food that they cooked, Father God, and that's good and fine. But let's talk about the spiritual food, Lord, that continues feeding us each and every day, Father God, to know more about you, Lord. To guide us by your path, Father God. Because no other way but you, Father God. Heal us by your Holy Spirit, Father God. We just thank you, Father God, for the days you have given us, Father God. because we know you're the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Father God. No one can do us like you. Show us the way, Father. And we know who is the way. That's you. We ask those who's in here, Father God, we ask you to be with them, Lord. I don't know what they're going through, Father God. Only you know, Father God. If they have any hatreds in their heart, Father God, I ask them. They leave it here, Father God. Leave it here, Father God. Bring it to the altar and leave it at the altar, Father God. We just ask you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, show us, Lord. Touch our heart, our mind, and soul to be the servant you call us to be, the faithful servant, Father God. We might not get everything right, Father, but we know we can call upon you, Father God. You say, lean not to our own understanding, and all our ways acknowledge you, and you shall direct our path, Lord. So direct us, Father God, the way you want us to go, Father God. No other way but you, Father. So I ask right now, as we leave this morning, I ask if they see their brothers and sisters out there hurting, Father God, not to talk about them, but help them. Stretch their arms out there, Father God, and help them out, Father God. Say, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. So, Father God, we ask you to give us more understanding, more wisdom, more knowledge, Father God, to listen to your voice, to obey your voice, and be true to you, Father God, because you've given us your only darling son, Jesus Christ. So, Father, lead us by your Holy Spirit. We give you all honor and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Just for a second, can you just keep your heads bowed and your eyes closed just right where you are? Can you throw down the lights just a little bit? I just want to spend one moment as he was reading that. I don't know about you, but I've had a couple of events even in my past week. And he says this, it says, you have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But Jesus says, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. And I just heard several events, even in this last week, of people that have been made fun of persecuted, have had some enemies, had some bullying that has happened in their lives. And the Bible says not just to love them, but to pray for them. So with every head bowed and eyes closed, it says, so that you may see the sun, so that you may be the sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and he sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't the tax collectors do the same? If you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing? Do not the Gentiles do the same? You therefore be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. And so I just wanted to close out today's service as he had read that word. Would you spend a moment? I know for me too, like just praying for that person. That's going to turn the table when you walk out this room. To pray for that enemy, that person that cursed you out this week, or that person that did you dirty or did you wrong. Would you spend a moment and just say, and you said, but I can't do that. I've still got anger in my heart. I've still got bitterness in my heart. Then right now, we're just going to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to forgive that person, that individual, that boss. Not because they deserve it, but because Jesus says when we do that, we exemplify, we are an example of how much the Father forgives us. So with every head bowed and eyes closed, I'm going to quit talking for a second. And the Holy Spirit has probably given you a name or a situation. Would you just begin praying in the name of Jesus? Salvation. Maybe they don't know Jesus. Would you spend a moment just sending their name before the Father and just pray for their salvation? Or maybe they're far away from the Lord. Pray that the Lord would return them back to Him. As we walk out those doors, it would be tempting. I know I'm so guilty of this week. An incident happened in my life, and as I was hearing Brother McKinley, just I was tempted to talk about it rather than bring it to the throne room of God, because I was not wrong in the situation. It was just a situation that happened, and yet it's tempting that when we go out the doors today that we'll want to talk, just like he said. I'm going to encourage you instead to close your mouth at any time that situation comes to your heart or comes to your mind, instead that you would begin to pray. Not again because they deserve it or because they were right and you were wrong, but because of what the Word of God has told us this morning. And so when you walk out that door and that situation arises back up again, because it might, that you would begin to person of prayer, and you would bathe that person in prayer and that situation in prayer, that you would not lift again an angry word or a hatred word or retaliation word, but you say, you know what? I'm going to go and bless that person instead. I'm not going to curse them. I'm not going to talk about them. I'm going to use my words to bring blessing. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, God, we're so thankful, God, for this word this morning as Brother McKinley has given that, Lord. And I pray that we would be people that, Lord, love our enemies. God, we're going to need help. I know, Holy Spirit, I need help. I know a lot of room. We're going to need some help on this, Jesus. But God, I'm reminded that even when you went to the cross, Lord Jesus, and they spat in your face and they mocked you and they made fun of you, God, you opened not your mouth. Help us to do the same, Holy Spirit. God, you even said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Help us to be the same, Holy Spirit. That we wouldn't want our, that we're not so worried about what people say about us, but instead, Lord Jesus, we would be filled with Holy Spirit, and love would be the language that we use when we walk out these doors. Help us to be perfected and being perfected as you were perfect. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen, amen. Well, y'all give a warm applause for Brother McKinley. We love you guys. But if we need just a little bit of help. If you can, all the chairs on this side of the room, if you could just put them against the wall, we're going to bring in some games. If you want to eat, just go through these doors. They're ready for you. These chairs in the middle are going to stay the same. Also, if you have a little bit of help, we need some tables to bring into the kids' church room as well. So we love you guys, and happy Independence Day. Go and love Jesus in his name. Hey, teens, can y'all help us, teen boys, can y'all help us get all those chairs up and get all the tables, get some tables, put it in the kids' church room, all the teenagers, that would be a blessing for us. Hey, Lemuel, can you go get like the games, like